الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وربك الغفور ذو الرحمة لو يؤاخذهم بما كسبوا لعجل لهم العذاب بل هم موعد لن يجدوا من دونه موئلا صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and brothers and those that are listening over the receivers, as humans, what we speak, what we listen, what we read has an effect in our heart and mind, in our correct and incorrect thinking. We listen to the verses of the Quran, the authentic teachings of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Remind ourselves, life in this world is very short. One day we have to leave this world. And through the tawfiq and guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we read our 5 times for a salah on time, on his prescribed time, Mailu Jama'ah. And we do other optional prayers also, sunnah, nawafil salah, recite Quran, recite zikrullah. We hope in the mercy of Allah to get a respectable death on Iman. And may Allah protect us all from the punishment of this world, punishment of the grave, and the difficulties of the day of Qiyamah. I recite ayat number 58 from para 15, Surah Kahf. We are doing those verses, the previous verses. Allah spoke about the pride and arrogance of the non-Muslims. That when the verses of the Quran are being recited in front of them, or when our beloved Rasulullah explained to them the true message of Islam and Tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they make as if they are deaf and they never hear the message. But anyway, Allah ta'ala is so merciful. In this ayat, which I've recited, let's do the English translation first. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your Rabb, our Rabb, is the most forgiving, full of mercy. If he were to take them to task for their deeds, the non-Muslims for openly rejecting the true message of Islam or making mockery of the verses of the Quran, Allah Ta'ala says, if he wanted to send punishment same time, he would have speedily afflicted them with punishment. However, they have been promised a term from which they will not find any sanctuary. Allah Ta'ala has given chance, tawfiq, for making tawbah and repentance. When in Ghazwa Uhud, where Sayyid al-Shuhad Hamza Radin became Shaheed and other 70 martyrs became Shaheed, Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu was fighting amongst the enemies. But after the conquest of Makkah took place, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam displayed good character and said, I forgive everybody, I don't take no revenge. And whoever recites the Kalima Shahada once, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadin abduhu wa rasuluh, all the past sins are forgiven. Amnesty is like a newborn baby, sinless and masoom. So alhamdulillah, many people accepted Islam. We know Wahshi radiallahu anhu, He was instrumental in assassinating Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So much that even mutilated the body of Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu. But he also accepted Islam. قُلْ يَا عِمَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. That do not lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is most forgiving. Another famous incident amongst the Bani Israel occurred. One person murdered 99 people. And he went to ask somebody, is there any repentance for me? That person, you killed 99 people, Allah not going to forgive you. Out of anger, he even killed this person, made it 101 century. So another person, he had some knowledge of Islam. He told him, no, Allah will forgive you. But you must travel to a certain town, sit in the company of the pious, and Allah will give you tawfiq of making sincere tawbah. Now he left with a sincere intention to make tawbah, to go to that masjid or to that locality where there are pious people, and en route he passes away. The angels that are in charge of azab wanted to take him to Jahannam, and the angels of Rahmah, that in charge of taking the soul to Jannah, so he went out to make tawbah and Allah will forgive him. So it was Allah told the angels, measure the distance from his hometown to the town where he's going to make tawbah. If he's closer to the town where he's going to make tawbah, then we forgive you and make him among the Jannatis. And it so happened when the measurement took place, some commentators of the hadith mentioned that Allah Ta'ala ordered the earth to put his body towards that side. And he was closer to the town that he was going to make tawbah, istighfar. And Allah gave him tawfiq and made him among the jannatis. So may Allah Ta'ala forgive our sins also. But we need to make sincere tawbah. We feel remorse, we leave that sin. And don't go towards sin again. And take part in the program that take place in the Masjid of Musalla near our homes. Inshallah, Allah give us tawfiq of making tawbah. The next ayat will recite, number 59. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وَتِلْقَ الْقُرَىٰ أَهْلَكْنَاهُمْ لَمَّا ظَلَمُوا وَجَعَلْنَا لِمَهْلِكِهِمْ مَوْعِدًا. First number 59. Allah Ta'ala says, these are the towns that we have destroyed when they were oppressive. And we have stipulated a term for their destruction. The ulama have given different meaning of oppression. One is you oppress yourself by not accepting the true message of Islam. You're not accepting the commands of Allah and the teaching of Rasulullah. You are doing zulm on yourself. One is a born Muslim, Muslim name. They're not reading the Farz Salah. But there's no concept of halal and haram in the life, leading a carefree life. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. That's the place of the Quran. Those that oppress themselves, and they refers to the guna and the sins the believer commits and is going towards Jahannam. May Allah protect us. The other oppression is, we know the general term, we cause harm to somebody. And to cause harm to the Nabi of the time, to oppose the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to, in our time, to oppose pious personalities who are preaching the truth, respect the imams of our masjid, respect our ulama ikram, those that remind us of the commands of Allah and the beautiful sunnah teaching of Rasulullah sallam, have love and respect for them. But people are still arrogant and they carry on in the wrong ways. Allah Ta'ala gives an example that so many nations in the previously mentioned in the Quran, how Allah sent azab on them. The people from Nuh alayhi salam, floods came. The people of Lut alayhi salam, different types of azab, they were lifted up and thrown down. The people of the different azabs that are mentioned in the Quran. May Allah protect us from all types of azab and guide us to be humble and admit our mistakes. Last week I spoke about the hadith where our beloved Rasulullah mentioned there's no extremism in Islam. We don't overstep the mark. Islam is such an easy and beautiful religion for us to follow. In a 24-hour cycle, we need 6-7 hours of sleep. We have hukukullah and hukukul ibad, right towards Allah. We need our salah, fasting, hajj, etc. Then we have our parents to take care of. We have a wife and children to take care of. We have to earn our halal ruzi, look for some employment, some job. And all these good actions are done with the correct intention. We'll be rewarded for even earning our halal ruzi. After taking care of our parents, there's great reward, especially the mother. And then we got 24 hours in a day. And we can't make a timetable, this time for work, this time for my parents, this time for my family, this time for sleeping. And we can't take our time for deen also. There are 30 days in a month, 7 days in a week, 24 hours in a day, 12 months in a year. So we can make a program to take out some time for deen, some time for our parents, for hukukullah and hukukul ibad. Allah give us tawfiq. Now this one beautiful hadith mentioned, I've got the Riyaz al-Salih in front of me, the English translation page 120, regarding extremism in Islam. An Anas radiyallahu anhu qala jaa salasatun rahtin ila buyuti azwajin nabiyyi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yas'aluna an ibadatin nabiyyi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam falamma ukhbiru كأنهم تقالوها وقالوا أين نحن من النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وقد غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه وما تأخر قال أحدهم أما أنا فأصلي الليل أبدا وقال الآخر وأنا أصوم الدهر ولا أفطر وقال الآخر وأنا أعتزل النساء فلا أتزوج أبدا فجاء رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إليهم فقال أنتم الذين قلتم كذا وكذا أما والله إني لأخشاكم لله وأتقاكم له لكني أصوم وأفطر وأصلي وأرقد وأتزوج النساء فمن رغب عن سنتي فليس مني متفقن علي مجن بخاري شريف and مسلم شريف. Hazrat Anas radiyallahu anhu narrates that three people came to the home of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and asked our spiritual mothers, the honorable wives of Rasulullah sallam, inquiring about the worship of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The best information of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam private life will be by our honorable mothers, the honorable wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When they were informed about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's worship at home, they considered it little. It was less than what they expected. They then said to themselves, we can never compare with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All his past and future sins are forgiven. One of them said, I will forever remain awake at night in order to perform the tahajjud salah without sleeping. The second person said, I will keep fasting forever without having any intervals besides the month of Ramadan. The third person said, I will remain aloof from women and I will never marry, not make nikah. Our beloved Rasulullah came to them and asked, are you the ones who made such and such statements by Allah? Our Rasulullah said, I fear Allah tabarak wa ta'ala more than you. The highest level of Iman, the highest level of Taqwa, the highest rank in Jannat al-Firdaus is reserved for our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I am more conscious of him than you are conscious of Allah. Yet I keep fast and sometimes I do not. In the month of Ramadan, it's compulsory for us to fast. When it comes to Sunnah and Nawafil fast, Nabi Mondays and Thursdays he used to fast. 3 days a month he used to fast. 13, 14, 15 month, etc. And some days he shouldn't fast also. I offer Salah at night and also lie down. One is the Faraz Salah have to be read on his prescribed time. There's no choice in it. Mailu Jama'ah. But we come to Nafil Salah at night, Tahajjud. Nabi Sallam said he also have a rest at night. And the last one third of the night gets up and read Tahajjud Salah. And Nabi Sallam mentioned, I make nikah, marry woman as well. Therefore, whoever is disinclined to my sunnah is not of me. So Islam is a beautiful way of life. We do everything the halal way. It will be greatly benefit, and we don't do anything haram, insha'Allahul Aziz. Today we're wasting our time watching professional sports, watching television, social media, films, etc. May Allah protect us. Sleep early at night. And the summer month, Isha is late, Fajr is early. So we sleep early. Don't stay behind the shaitan box or take the phone and watch wrong things. May Allah protect us. And sleep early, get up early. One more hadith I will read. An Aisha radiallahu anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, إذا نعس أحدكم وهو يصلي فليركض حتى يذهب عنه النوم. فإنه إذا صلى وهو ناعس لا يدري لعله يذهب يستغفر فيسب نفسه متفق عليه من البخاري ومسلم. Our respected spiritual mother, honorable wife of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, Bibi Aisha Siddiqa رضي الله عنها narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, when any of you feel sleepy while offering salah, he should lie down so that his sleepiness goes away. When a person offers salah in a sleepy state, it is likely that he will unwittingly say a wrong word. Instead of making dua, he'll sway himself. Instead of seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he may say a wrong word. May Allah protect us. But this is referred to nafil salah, optional salah. But for us salah, there's no option. We have to read it on his time. And if Allah tested somebody with some sickness, if you cannot stand and read salah, sit. You cannot sit, you can lie down. But salah have to be read on his prescribed time. Allah give me and all of us tawfiq of practicing. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, subhanakallahu alhamdulillah, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.